afternoon and welcome to your program Midday Show, where they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM and on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl, courtesy of Osewa and powered by Africell. The program where they come to you in a Midday Show and me where they present the program for you today, Mina Theodore Arena. Like all time inside the program, we get plenty news, information, and entertainment. So stay with me for the next 1 hour as you go get all the best inside the program this afternoon. Can be part of the program today by way how you can send a text message to the number 0779-81981. The number again for send a text message to na 0779-81981. The program will be listening to na Midday Show and it will come to you live from with New Englandville studio. Me for push this program go before today, I get with me the public relations consultant for Sovereign Ferry, when Reverend Raymond Bola Williams, he come for can talk about this ferry, and same way so the plan we then get for launch another ferry. Go tell Fambo then I do, and I go come to them back.
Fambo on Akushio.
Okay, Reverend, continue for day with me inside the studio as I go join you back. Make I take this first issue inside the program this afternoon. The Chief Justice, Justice Abdullahi Cham, don swear 10 magistrates and for judge them na the Saloon Judiciary. For more on this, let we join with court reporter Matthew Kwate.
Justice Abdullahi Cham don swear in 10 newly appointed judge them for be appeal court and high court judge them na the Sierra Leone Judiciary inside one ceremony will be take place at the main chamber of the Freetown High Court number 1 July 14 this year. Inside the ceremony, Justice Abdullahi Cham been swear in Justice Eldred Taylor Kamara for be appeal court judge, and he been swear in Jamesina King, Yunisa Kamara, Ansumana Ivan Sise, Colonel Ibrahim Mohammed Kuruma, Wena Sujamana de Arslaf, Mrs. Tonya Barnett, Alfred A.T. Ganda, Dr. Abubakar Bine Kamara, Manuela Hadin, and Mrs. Adelaide Duazak, where they all don't be justice them now, for be High Court judge them. Where Justice Abdullahi Cham been the address all the judge them after they been done take their oath of office before him. He say, as then a people them, we get integrity, therefore uphold the Saloon Constitution, and therefore afraid Papa God where they do them work, so that they go able to give justice to all Saloon people them all time. The Chief Justice been carry on, say, the 10 newly appointed appeal court and high court judge them, we don't take them oath of office before them, for do them work, now the law court them, now the Sierra Leone Judiciary, and therefore give them cooperation for make them all go work together as a team for push the justice sector go before now the country, so that all Saloon people them go continue for get the confidence where they be don't get pan the court system at the country. Now the master and registrar of the High Court, lawyer Stephen Yaya Mansari, been present all the judge them to the Chief Justice, Justice Abdullahi Cham. For me, the Chief Justice go swear them in for me, they go take them oath of office for do them work na the judiciary. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Nina Matthew Kwati, the report.
Plenty thank you to Radio Democracy Court reporter Matthew Kwate, who put together that report there for we inside the program, who said the Chief Justice, Justice Abdullahi Cham, don't swear in 10 people then for be judge and the High Court. The program that made the show and they come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Well, from there, we go now to the special court. The government of Saloon and the United Nations been set up the special court for Saloon inside 2002. And now the first court in the world where try and convict sitting president, people will use picking them as Sojaman and Sef na the first modern international court we complete in mandate and close inside December 2013. For sake of this inside 2014, the government of Salon been set up the residual special courts na Salon for continue the legal obligation of the special courts for Salon. For more on this, we reporter Mohammed Sharif been talked to Thomas Koni Akibolola. Now the senior protection officer, he talk more inside this interview.
We start this process since we were yesterday's special court beginning 2014. Now start the idea of bringing something together we will give to the public so that they will read and know something about the residual special court. This book here purposely now for keep the public abreast with the activities of residual special court, for make people know about the special court.
Let me talk about the things that were the inside the book we just don't pull out. What are the contents of the book?
If I go through this briefly, you get composition of the residual special courts in function, you get the witness protection, supervision of sentences and the right of prisoners, you get about maintenance, preservation and supervision of the archives, the assistance to the National Prosecution Authority, pardon and commutation, conditional early release. When I talk about somebody like Marina Fufana, they just release, they still serve in sentence. To pardon me in sentence already done is out of custody. But the conditional early release,
my IDP,
with the IDP, ma'am.
Okay.
If we flout any of the conditions, we can all have person and go back to prison. Inside the same book here, we talk about Johnny Paul. If we arrest Johnny Paul, then we constitute a court, we go to him. We get legal issue about child salary with the request for making go come Rwanda for doing with the other indictees. Then that was dealt with by one of the judges. All this here, all the inside this book.
As much as we don't launch this book, we think say as a court, this book will help for do for una the country and Sierra Leoneans.
People they tend to forget about the war. But this book here will bring not only the atrocities of the war, it will bring back fresh in their mind and say yes, there exists a court. And if we do some of the things of the past or some of the atrocities then we felt or do any other things then, there is a body we will actually take care of it. This book they bring to light issues them will do good for the transformation of peace and the maintenance of peace.
What do you expect from government in Sierra Leone?
In terms of maintaining peace, the rules, the rule of law for always prevail in every society, regardless of where you come from. But so long as you deal within the confines of that society, the rule of law must prevail. That's the one big thing we expect from government. They foresee that justice is dispensed fairly to each and every citizen.
Let me talk about residual special court for Salon.
One, for look after some legal issues that will be coming up. Two, for look after the prisoners that they will still get in England and Rwanda. Three, for look after the witnesses them will testify before the court. Some witness they still need protection and we are still protecting them. Anybody will interfere with any of the witnesses and they will go indict them because it's part of the contempt of court.
From 2014 to date, how many judges then we actually get?
We got 16 judges at the roster. We got judges from Sierra Leone and other parts of Africa and other parts of the world, Canada, England, America.
How this court actually they sit down? When also it is sit down?
How them they sit down? They sit down remotely and not necessarily for many day together. But when legal issues occur, then they look at those legal issues. It can come out from the defense, it can come out from the prosecution. Then they go direct to the president, then the president they allocate the issue to any of the judges then. Some issues then can address them through the plenaries we then can get. So again, we need some applications and we need some consideration. Then can address them and send them to the president.
As senior protection officer and self-supervisor for the courts, how many prisoners then currently as we speak within Rwanda, when are convicted war crime criminals then?
We got six. Six already done the serve sentences.
When are they?
Issa Sisi, Great Augustine Bao, and Maurice Cannon for the IEF. Then for the AFRC, we get Santigi Bobokani. Then we get Ibrahim Bazikamaya, Alex Tamba Brahma in Diana custody. Then we get Charles Silo with a serving sentence in England in the still in custody. So far, two already don't apply for early conditional release. Moina Fufana is still a serving sentence, but he was granted early conditional release and at present a being in community deserve the remainder of his sentence under strict supervision with the monitoring. Then we get Aliyu Kondowai, himself don't apply for early conditional release. Then don't already grant him the early conditional release, but they don't release him yet because he got to go undergo certain training before they go release him for come back to my community.
How many people in total were on our release?
In all, there were eight. One day, they would only release one at the moment. The one who would only release now, Moina Fofana.
So, presently, this alone?
It is alone.
It's like the present.
It is at the Southern Province.
Akibolola we na the senior protection officer we same way so na the supervisor na the residual special court for Saloon. Ebe they talk to we Mohammed Sharif, but one book we they launch and same way so the work of this residual court. The program na midday show and they come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Continue for sending text message to the number 0779-81981. The number again at 0779-81981. With me, earlier on, I tell on I say I get the public relations consultants for Sovereign Ferry we can so for can talk about them ferry. And same way so the operation and one ferry we then go launch soon. First of all, Mr. Williams, you go tell Fambul them waiting this Sovereign Ferry as a debut.
Well, Sovereign Ferry, now like all the other small boats away, they run from Freetown to Lunge. But the big difference with Sovereign Ferry is that now a bigger vessel, we very, very stable in the water, and it take up to 40 passengers them. It is 15 meters long. And when you're inside there, you know the new safety in the water because of its stability. And just in case bad weather, you know, go fill them. And we offer first-class professional service at both terminals. From here, till you go to the ferry, and when you reach Obalunge, then they give first-class treatment. Professional staff properly dressed in red uniform, we're ready for assist you so till you reach the airport with ease and comfort.
Okay, so like waiting at some of the facility that we day inside this ferry as well.
Well, this ferry, of course, as I say, is spacious, and then it'll take your luggage. When you sit inside the ferry, you see your luggage, it's there with you, it's safe. With its offer drink, you get Wi-Fi facility, fully air conditioned. You get professional captains then, and we meet with international standards as far as insurance and maritime safety is concerned.
Okay, in terms of security-wise?
Security is first class, second to none. You are safe when you're on board Sovereign Ferries, because not a small boat with the jump in our turn, a big boat with stable, and you get professional captains then, and as I say, the boat insure, and we meet international standards as far as safety is concerned.
Okay, so one way go the list, we not going to know outside the Sovereign Ferry they operate from. Now, outside they operate from?
Well, they operate from Government Wharf, with the right in the center of town. And that's one of the most important advantage when you use Sovereign Ferry, because it is within the central business district. Most offices then we know they're in the center of town, and most of the passengers then where they travel, they go either come out of their office or then come out some business meeting. It go easy for them. For those drive 5-10 minutes, then on the government to have, take them another 15-20 minutes to Lunge Airport with ease and comfort.
Okay.
So that's a major advantage.
Where this Sovereign Ferry also get. Okay, this ferry also way with the talk about, so now free or people let it pay for?
No, not so free. You they pay for them, but you they get value for money. Because we are the cheapest so far, now $35, no more you repay. And the quality of service where you get is far more exceed what you repay.
Okay, continue for day with me inside the program as I go take another issue and go join you back. The Sierra Leone Labour Congress, we are the umbrella organization for all trade union organization them na the country. The holding 7 delegates conference with the theme repositioning the labor movement in socio economy and political development of Sierra Leone. Also member them na the Congress don't vote Jenny Wright for be the new president after way he don't act na this position for 19 months. We on reporter Fatima Sise been talk to Ram inside this interview.
The first plan that will ensure say, we establish regional offices there. And Boone, Kenema, and McKinney, 3 regional offices there of the Sierra Leone Labour Congress. We will call them a different sub-office there, where we will get or talk to the unions there. We get facility inside the day so that we can feel the presence of the Sierra Leone Labour Congress. That's my plan number one. Plan number two, the teams then we do commonly expect or we be able to achieve them. You know, see the labor laws then, we don't talk about them in 2 major celebrations. Now only teams then. But now the GCC, when are the Joint Consultative Committee, it is on right now, and by the grace of God, before this year is done, that Lord will come to Toulon, we will be the 2017 labor law. It will cover a lot of area. It will cover the employment area. It will cover the area we deal with industrial relations. It will cover the area we deal with accident, occupational health and safety. It will also cover the FACTI Act. It will cover the formation of tribunals when currently in the chapter 221 of the laws of Sierra Leone. Apart from that, we will make sure say, we get the Business Startup Act where for we a non-white cookie and overturn the threat for and for make sure say the local content where we talk about. We see the function that our is supposed for strong function as Sierra Leone.
Addressing the one we get for those waiting the workers and the experts from the Congress, now a very huge one. How you intend to go about this particular one?
We will strengthen collective bargaining. I intend to set up a technical committee for review and marry the collective agreements that we did. Some of the collective agreements then very good, but you also get some collective agreements and we're not so good. Let me marry them and see if small, small difference they are not bad. But if you get large difference, then it's very bad. And collective agreements, again, now the Industrial Relations Act, number 18 of 1971, we also review that act. If the condition of service fairly normal and stable that all the institutions then it will good for the Congress. Also intend to take the national unions then to the appropriate place then where we will organize the unorganized. That is to say the one that will not join it. We will let fellow them join where they get the relevant protection we are supposed to get. Because if you not deal under collective bargaining, the new labor laws that will come, you not will be able to enjoy them. So I will appeal to the general workforce in Sierra Leone that come a Labor Congress, we will direct you whose union you supposed for join, so they will look after you. Interest. If during that period they don't look after your interest, can't they complain to me? We will call that union day to question and we'll try to resolve the matter.
From interviews they don't do with people outside the Congress, one of the two ways they don't bring up now the one way can get to do it, the current Labour Congress going back to the old days of that kind way where they be doing the stand firm for protect workers them right in Salon. This particular executive get anything like that in mind?
I will tell you, say we get more than that in mind.
if we can organize the president, we are the number one worker, who that will left again the woman who tried to organize. I will tell you, see, please, like Israel, the prime minister is a member, the army chief of staff is a member, because the more collective bargaining you do, the more you belong to an organization, the better your interest, and the better the interest of the country. When you can get them strifes, then confusion in the country, now because some people they not get signed for the complaint. But if you get a union or you get a Congress with very strong, then peace and stability will be. Imagine issues that will come in, national issues that will fall. Take the government. I will give you every assurance that we will take the issues and they with government in a dialogue form. They go ask for there, we're able for dialogue with them. We're not able for reach agreement. I will give you some example.
Before we go to the example, the only get hold with political interference in all aspects or sector. Now, one way people don't see as a limitation to progress, we get hold with the Labour Congress. How will I intend to stand against this particular one?
I will tell you, say the Labour Congress, each and every individual gets in political party we belong to, as per the provision of Section 26(1). Of the Constitution of Sierra Leone, because that same section A, now established political party, now established trade union. But when we come to the Sierra Leone Labour Congress, we gather as a body, it is we discuss issues. We will stout and frown against anybody who wants to try or use political influence for Muslim. We don't agree that one day.
How strong country for CCUNA able to achieve all this in terms of financial support and also do I get for the membership?
The apprenticeship. We don't build the Congress to the height we don't do, and we will continue for building.
That's that being the newly president for Labour Congress, Wey Inna Generate. Ebe they talk to we on Fatima Cisse inside that interview day. Fatima Cisse been same way so talk to some pan the delegates them. Why then choose Generate for take the Congress forward?
I mean, I don't write a man, I'm the general secretary for Sierra Leone Union of Postal and Telecommunications Employees. The outcome of the election will be very fantastic because everything going transparently. We get the desired result, which in the first place we look for than at the election of JAB Wright as the president of Sierra Leone Democrats. And we're glad because we are not for that.
So now that it is unfortunate for being the next president, what do you expect not only from him but the general executive of the Congress?
The claim, of course, now for reposition the labor movement, so that we will be going to socio-economic and political issues. Of course, we don't try for that. I believe, getting this particular person in the name of JAB Wright as a president, they were able to bring up a lot of changes in the Congress. Because when you look, there are a lot of bad labor practices that really go on. We have managed a lot of difficulties within the face of employment. Even with regards to government, there are a lot of things to go for engage government in for CCA. Waiting the number of people over the years to change that.
AMA Bonu, subsidiary of Salute to the senior and committees are able to come from my economy. We're in election number very fine and we're happy as a trade union and affiliated as a Salute to the Congress. We hope and pray the people that select, I would not say the president himself when I meet all right, the amount of authority and if we deliver the goodies, we'll keep to respect. And then as the trade say, we're positioning the trade union Congress in the Sierra Leone economy, it will be a thing we'll achieve, and I believe so when we achieve that, it will be a good thing for the people of this country, mostly the workers, when they will start from the next country, because all is about bread and butter and see how we can do what we call decent work and HOS, occupational safety. When I be being trusted and we as a people will get conscience in order to help the real country vote up our right and see the election end up in that way. And also send a signal also that even the political parties can remain this time start to happen because we are the people that want to work and we don't say if they
them is Mona Igbono, one of the assistant general secretary for the construction, general construction workers union.
And you know, be one of the delegates.
Well, you know, observer.
From the other side.
Well, it's here and here. Now, we don't get the new president to work with one more country one, whether it be on the other side or the side of the union, one more country one, and this is for doing things then.
Other people and other election will see after election like this, we can see a division. I mean, because of maybe possible one for win the enough candidate for win the election, anything like that, they happen at the Congress.
Well, we start it because in the previous election, they only see division, but now we need to say division all over the day because even the president of the Congress talking, then the one way lose, he must talk say division all over the day, all over the one.
Well, me and Nancy are Thomas, and the President of the Access Secretary General for Electricity and Employees Union. The reason for me to say Mr. Wright is a depicted person, you know, leadership, they say that God will give. But I tell you, that somebody will humble, he open, and he ready to listen to others. And one thing we will say, person where they feel that one person get problem. I think now we need somebody who get vision. Now we need. You know, if not, you know, the Bible say the people perish because of lack of vision. And Mr. Rice, that a visionary leader, a humble, a hopeful. So I think someone would have given this opportunity. Because we think this and now we position in the Congress, socio-economic and political development of Sierra Leone. We think to say with ambition we get in ready for positioning. But that makes me think to say now.
Then voice then they have been people them way Fatima Sise been talked to with them have been part of the delegates. Why make them been choose Janice Wright for be the Congress president? And same way, so earlier on Fatima Sise been talked to the newly president for the Labour Congress when a Janice Wright and waiting a plan for doing this Congress here. So after we it don't serve. I may don't act for 19 months now this Congress. The program na midday show and it still come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. We go for a short music break and when we come back, the program go continue.
Baby, where them broke me at? Where them make me feel it? I'm not fine enough. I no get nothing for offer. So only party will look down on me. Where them make me feel it? My life for good becomes something. And they walked away. All the people who come for at me. They say come office today. Tomorrow and next tomorrow. The story not just the same. But I refuse to give up. I kept on hoping, I kept believing. Now everything don't change. Before I see me life now, it don't get better now. Famous and the name now. You know what me say, you know what me now. Anytime I let a fly to Dubai now. Hey, with me baby now. Anything I like, I they buy now. Turn up, with me I let they turn down. I let they run down. I'm looking forward to a brighter future. I'm moving ahead. I never stop for nothing. I'm looking forward to a brighter future. I'm moving ahead. I never stop for nothing. People go come inside your life. Some go come for stay. And some go come and go. The easy way so much to say. Now only God to know. The easy way so much to go. Now God is helping me. Me brother me I no go regret. If you decide for go, it's happened for a reason. Now only God to know. What you get for no say. It's never the end. Cause the downfall of the man, no. Not to the end of
the night. Thank you to Famous Wedu for with that song day inside the program this afternoon. If you just join with the program, we they listen to na midday show and they come to a live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM and from with New Englandville studio. Still with me inside the studio, I get with me Reverend Raymond Bola Williams, when are the public relations person for the Sovereign Ferry. We come for can talk about the operation and same way so the one new ferry we then go launch just now. I still come back to you, Mr. Williams. Now, make we talk about almost passenger them this ferry as so they take.
Well, this ferry they take 40 passengers comfortably seated, and the kind of seat with inside this boat now like the same kind of seat now in a aeroplane. And in fact, it will interest you for no say the moment where you decide for you Sovereign Ferries, the way where they go buy you, the way they go take care of you and your luggage, you go almost no one for believe say you still inside saloon.
Okay.
Because no other person they offer that kind of quality service there as of now.
Okay, like the side people that they take this ferry to Tagrin, in terms of parking position, you una get enough parking space for people that we go with the motoka or same way so where they come out from Lunge for come back Natong.
We get adequate parking, and we not only get adequate parking, but it's secured because we get first class security company with the man with parking lot, and even the terminal building there on either side now Fitton here on Lunge, very very spacious and comfortable. I mean you know one for believe say inside salon you did by the kind of service where you go see, which you will see, and the kind of service where you go get.
Okay, this Sovereign Ferry has one, are they work with any airlines?
As of now, no, but we did a negotiation for begin work with the airlines them. But if we interest you for no say we get schedules where they attend to all flights with the kind of size salon 24/7. So that's not a problem at all.
Okay, well now make we talk about this, the new ferry we wanna plan for launch.
Well, very soon, hopefully in the next couple of weeks, a brand new ferry will come. We will not only serve Freetown, but we get plans also for Bigingo, Conakry, and Liberia. When I say no, say it's usually a challenge for go Conakry. If you want to fly, it's very expensive. You want to go by road, the road is sometimes very challenging. But with this new ferry when they come, it will be affordable so that everybody going for travel go and come with in comfort and in style.
Okay, in terms of the accommodation, this new ferry has a way to come go get for big pass the one way Unamidon they operate with? Mm-hmm.
Yes, definitely. It go big pass this one way now.
Okay. So people that will get for payback for their one then they where they go big use?
Yes, it depends. I mean, if not the Freetown Lunge route, not the same price. But of course, if you go Conakry or you go any other side, the price then go different. And it will also interest you from not say we cater for VIP people. We like big man one for travel or some, we get some international visitors then, we cater for them. And for wedding, somebody in Mali can decide, say, well, I want to take me and enter Ashoga on a cruise. We go arrange all that for you. We go serve you a sumptuous meal, drinks you will enjoy. Today, in saloon, people are go out in ferry them. So we try to reintroduce that kind of a thing back. We go do on board the ferry, you go get lunch, you get dinner as the case may be, you get some kind of entertainment. But the emphasis is it could be comfortable and smooth. Not to them boat the way small water shake no more, you go begin to turn over inside it. This one is very, very stable. And most importantly, your safety is guaranteed.
Okay, so this ferry, so they run from Monday to Sunday, or you get specific?
24/7, it run every day of the week. And it meets all international flights where they come and go out of Sierra Leone.
Okay, continue for day with me inside the studio as we they go now for go get well body talk. Now we well body corner inside the program this afternoon.
Today, we dey talk about the good thing that really happened to Kumbra them, where they give Bobby to them picking for 1 year, 6 months. When you born a pikin and get a baby for 1 year, 6 months, it will prevent you to come back, not forget breast cancer, diabetes, and other one them. And this now according to research, where they show the good thing and where they happen to come back them, where they give pikin baby for 1 year, 6 months. Where you also give pikin baby for 1 year, 6 months, it will make the pikin grow strong and healthy. Also, when you give pikin baby for long term, that will make you the kumba able to get stable feeding by pikin. That means say, the baby they make you know they change different milk them. Like other kumba they may not can get the pikin baby. That can make them know the right milk or baby food where fits and pikin. Where this can make some kumba, then pikin and baby not can find. Because some of them not can know the right baby food where for give them pikin. Where this can lead to make them pikin and body don't vomit and other thing them. For make you pikin body fine. So that way anybody see them, it will gladly for 2 times. Now for make sure so you give pikin body for 1 year, 6 months. We will bring this edition of Well Body Corner come to you today. Me na Saptiu Kalon.
Plenty thank you to Saptiu Kalon for where he do that Well Body Corner day for we inside the program this afternoon. The program na midday show continue for sending text message to the number 0779-81981. The number again is 0779-81981. So team they will discuss inside the program. We go take another issue inside the program this afternoon. The National Social Security and Insurance Trust, NASIT, though opened a new office in Walpole Street in Freetown. Also, the Director General for NASIT say, office space now one serious concern when NASIT been done the face. And Safe Promise say, then still get plan for build big office. We go host all the NASIT office them in Freetown. I be they part of this opening of the office where they open our Walpole Street and put together this report.
So we now cut the tape, so open entrance to this building, and I pray that God will continue to guide these people in Nasit so they continue to do the best they can.
In name na Honorable Matthew Timbo, and in the Minister of Labor and Social Security, where he been the talk for sake away, he dey pull the Nasit building at Dona Walpole Street. Outside the Nasit, don't get 3 departments that we go push the work go before na the country. Where he been the talk, the Director General of NASIT, Joseph S. Mans Jr. say, then they don't they get challenged for office space. Because he say the head office where them they use been done small for other staff them.
NASIT started very small. We started like 20 and then we went to 50, we went to 70 and then 100 and then we kept on increasing. Now we are about 380 or something like that, and we are always going to increase until we reach everybody in this country. But even having the head office and this building is still a challenge. We had intended a long time ago, we had acquired land down at the government wharf to build a tower, a 20-story tower. And I don't want us to forget that dream. Even when I would have left here, if God willing, I do not start that process before I leave, I would want that dream not to die. Still, we need a bigger building than both of these. We thank God we were able to get this building so that we can at least ease off the congestion in the head office.
Joseph S. Mans Jr. say, the Walpole Street where they don't build gets 3 departments, the audit, corporate affairs and customer care, and same way so clinic for the staff and family. Usai is say, NASIT been done they spend plenty copper for see doctor the way they can seek.
This idea we want to have in mind for say, whenever we go get a building, other than Usai we do so, I will must use at least one of their floors in the for provide medical service to real staff. Number one, maybe they cost me a lot of money because we get up to about 8 medical doctors them, maybe they see, we staff them, and then they pay per visit. And that's really expensive. We know how much they can charge for patients for go see them. So we said again, by having this building, we don't save lots of money because we will provide not only for the worker, but we will also provide for the worker, his spouse, and the full picking them with 18 years and under. So you can see the amount of savings there. At the same time, it will give appreciable time for the doctor for able for see each and every member of his staff and the whole department there, because the ratio is smaller than the whole country.
Where he been the talk for Seka the Doku and Nancy Don the Do, Honorable Martin Timbo, when the Minister of Labor and Social Security say, Nancy Don the work to anger one for see that salon people get good service. Where make it say, people for the tap for talk bad thing but Nancy, and look pan the good thing the way they done they do now the country.
When you go around downtown, what people will tell you is about the horrors of Nancy. They don't know all the merit of Nancy. They can tell you about the horrors, they can tell you about the mismanagement of funds, the investments that are before. But sometimes I listen and I ask, which is the best way? Which investment that is the most appreciable around the world? Real estate investment, vehicle investment, and what else? So Nancy, as people are criticizing, does not invest in automobiles. It does invest in land estate and real estate. And these are investments that are appreciable, not depreciable. So the returns might come a little late, but it is assured it will come back. And it will come back with higher profit to the investors, that is the contributors. And that we should appreciate trust like this that have people that think so highly about its future and its sustainability.
Honorable Martin Timbo continues say, with good office space, that's a give better result to any institution. Where make it say, the management of Nancy done the work or see that the customer then gets quality service.
When you have office space that is convenient to work, there is efficiency and productivity. So the Director General is thinking directly along those lines. Have this building, it means our staff, they have more leverage to produce and to create more services for our people who are contributors to the trust, so that they'll be able to receive their benefits on time and efficiently. So it means the workers who do this type of work should have efficient and enough space to do their work.
For no but how this clinic they work, I the same also talk to the doctor in charge of the Nasit clinic, Dr. Donald Bashtaki. We explain to me some panditing the way that they do now the clinic.
On the average, we see between 20 to 25 patients per day, and so we between 100 to 150 per week. So we talk about between 400 to 600 per month. So the workload relatively heavier. Well, when they're sick, we try for resuscitation, we resuscitate them, then we make them stable, then we can send them to the hospital for go admit if they need for be admitted.
For sake of all this, the Director General for NACIT, Joseph S. Mans Jr., encouraged salon people then to cooperate with the National Social Security and Insurance Trust for see that salon go before pan development. For Radio Democracy, Mina Theodora Arena, the report.
The program where they listen to na midday show and they come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Earlier on, you I'm telling you, I say I get with me guest, where they are so for can talk, but Sovereign Ferry is still there, so with me for push the program go before. And Seth, I will still continue for engage them inside the studio as they are so for inform people them, but waiting this ferry, so they do. Plenty people then go one know if this Sovereign Ferry way with the talk but so gets all outside people then go sit down and wait before then take off for go over Lunge or same way so for commot Lunge for come na Tongyaso.
Well, as I don't say earlier on, we get the best waiting facilities at the moment. A very state of the art building where you can, you will go inside there, you sit down there comfortably. You wait until we're ready for board you na the plane. And this day on both sides, not only in Freetown, but in Lunge. And we in Sovereign Ferries, we're very, very much concerned about customers then.
Okay, so in terms of customer care, which one don't they do?
In terms of customer care, we train, we staff them regularly. We try to make them understand, say, without we customers, they will not go there in existence. So when you see a customer, they come, you for offering the best quality service, we will make a feel for can next time. If even we get issues, but the way you go talk to the customer, it will make the customer satisfied, we will make next time you go on for camp.
So if you if you want convince person for making take on your own ferry and left other ferry them, how you go convince that person?
Well, the first thing I would say, we go invite anybody who is interested where they travel for making camp down government draft, like I see for yourself, let it verify, say yes. waiting them for us to talk correct. And we will encourage people therefore use with Feri, because once you use one thing, you never want to use any other Feri again. Once you taste them, you never left them. So we encourage people therefore do that. And as I say, we service at the moment is second to none. You know, say we get problem, people like, can you put plane them, then they run, insurance not correct. No, no, no. We get insurance, we cover with vessel, cover with staff and all the facilities then. And also, we meet international maritime standards. We get trained and qualified captains that will run them boat here so at all times.
Okay, in terms of if person want for hire this boat here so.
If you want for hire them boat here so, you go either in Kandong, na the office na government RAF, or you call this number 099-507-906 or 079-458-736. Then go give you all the information what you need. But the boats then they're available for charter for any kind of occasion. And we sometimes you don't, I don't know if you don't mind, but when you're married, you go finally take your entourage, no now go on a cruise. Na the Atlantic and enjoy good life. Okay. Now so it will be other side.
Okay, I will do that too already for married. Continue for day with me inside the studio. The neglected tropical disease program done the effects for reduced big fruits, buzzing and belly where people can get and others seek them from 2005 to now. And according to the program manager, now the NTD, allergy Dr. Yakumba Madinaba, say they don't able for tap the sick na 8 districts in the country. He talk more inside this interview to We on Radio Democracy, Elizabeth Ali Blango.
This is a planning meeting we will conduct with other partners that will help with at USAID for make sure say, we get well body and neglected tropical diseases like onchocerciasis, lymphatic filariasis. So we don't plan with them, that be too many.
Before you start, the one with the most thing, we don't know what are them sick than the way they call. You know, we put them down
well for onchocerciasis, they can call it river blindness. When people are waiting, I can see that it's where they old teeth and they open their eyes so they know they see. Now that black fly, then they bet them, then they get a sickness thing. Polyphatic filariasis, now that big foot, looking at people their foot big and swell. Some when can give them big bruising. Then for schistosomiasis, now that sickness, where them picking and them belly can swell. We can see them they build them and say they're which, now in the schistosomiasis. Then we get soil transmitted elementis when the ordinary worm like hookworm and the other worms there. Now all now and they can they give medicine for. So now the plan we don't can plan for plan for 2018. They know we just can plan with we then go. Now I know we can to the minister, law can see all what we don't plan, we can explain to them the progress of the program.
So just like what you say, they can explain to them all what we have done on activities they want to be done they do in terms of minister the medicine there so to people then we for tap them not for great things there so and so everyone is able to get take you guys through the success stories.
We will not begin giving them more SMS so from time in memorial 2005 we begin give the upline till we can begin giving our western area. But now like for Bigfoot, 8 districts there they must succeed. We don't do tests way before say the sickness I know they cause problem again and then districts then be. We get like Moemba, Pujon, Bont, but we get about 5 districts the way before, say, the one and they not be able to pass, we will do the pre-transmission assessment survey, we will do the survey, but the district they will not pass, the western area, rural, they not pass at all, the Bali district, they not pass at all, you get Konobuku, you get Kenema, and Kailao, so then district then they not be passed at all, so we therefore continue for treat then this is then they but the this is the wooden pass we know they continue for treat then this is then they get the only thing we give medicine now for liver blindness when our uncle psychiasis. Now they give medicine for that for then soil transmitted elementis when I don't want them, they give for.
Now get to my partners, then we don't support now. And yes, then they support for try to reduce this MTD sickness alone. And then we try to work towards 2020 for making them reduce them. Or tap on finally. Salon group for meet up to the projection they wouldn't they make?
Yes, salon group meet up. Wait me, I can say salon group meet up. Because for now, if this city don't pass, then when they, we now wait to the member now for do surveillance so that I know where they watch how the disease can be grow. Then we don't form technical advisory committee. We don't want the now they get for advice the ministry on how we get for eliminate onchocerciasis. You see, so by 2020, we will eliminate onchocerciasis, we will eliminate lymphatic filariasis.
So inside this plan, now we go for 12 more than 5 districts, yeah, so within the measures alone are put in place in 10, they will not be work, and then 5 districts, yeah, so we will just for the part of this plan, and we will go for more, so give more ideas then, so that we will be able to eradicate and safe in the 5 districts, yeah.
Well, and that make you see, the district medical officers, the NTB focal person, for them 5 districts, then that they will deal with, that they will plan with, so that we will plan, we will take measures as to how we will be able to pass, so that problem that all we come across, we will be able to get rid of them problem they need.
So far, what are the couple we don't come for, in terms of supporting the NTD business alone?
Well, actually, NTD now do know that they help in NTD. Then they buy the drugs, then they give you free. When drugs then they will be resell for the give people and they pay for it. And they will give them free. And then drugs then they cost millions of loans. The millions then they so plenty. Then I mean they support you back with fear for maybe the carry them drugs then they go side take to the last place in the community. And they support you back with vehicles, all the hand and they support you. But yes, USAID, over 80% of the funding that then the other NGOs, they say like Site Savers, they say then the support. So let me make sure say we people them get well body.
Well, I'm not able to address people that may get lymphatic, their foot cannot be big or something and get goals. I'm not able to assist our family because we know the medicine for present person of the water. I'm not able for the population for people that may don't already get the secret.
Well, yes, well, you see, for lymphatic areas, it's not only the foot the big, the most itself is the big. That was in the operator. Then the body itself is being the operator. So now that's what we plan now. We try to get funds for that. So that they will support me, so that we're able for the building operation in the day. Then we're able for the one that with the foot don't beat, we then get their sore with itself, so that we're able to buy medicine for the assist there. All now and then we look for funds for them.
And finally, you should also challenge go before Mr. 2020. The goals. Let me say for tap the NTD in a salon.
We go meet because we were able first for meet by 2020 for eradicate, eliminate and control neglected tropical disease in a salon. If the people are cooperate with we or not.
A name na Alhaji Dr. Yakuba Madina Ba and in at the program manager for neglected tropical diseases. He be the talk to Radio Democracy Elizabeth Ali Blango, but the NTD Goal 2020. The program na midday show and it still come to you from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. We now make we take we spot update and Usa Udegona with Sports Corner.
Good day and welcome to Sports Update from Radio Democracy. Inside Sports Update today, Chelsea won for St. Borussia Dortmund the striker when I pay Emic Aubameyang, and Dortmund will leave the striker for 70 million euro. As Aubameyang we don't say he wants to leave the club this summer. You had to forget a medical today Monday before he go on loan now West Ham United. Liverpool did not launch the new third kit for the 2017-18 season na Hong Kong and negotiate this third kit pan Liverpool Asian Trophy game against Crystal Palace. Sergio Romero don't sign new 4-year deal contract na Manchester United who will keep on at the club till 2021. Ashley Cole and Robin King don't get interest for Swiss goal Birmingham City from LA Galaxy. Karina, we don't say anything, say the club will buy the best player them for the Premier League. That club, they go win the Premier League. The first time England and Tottenham goalkeeper Paul Robinson don't announce say they retire as goalkeeper. Well, now all this will get to the inside sport update with me, David Van Boy.
Plenty thank you to Weon David Van Boy for that sport update day inside the program this afternoon. Still with me inside the studio, I get with me Reverend Raymond Bola Williams. We there also for talk about the Sovereign Ferry. Earlier on, we done the talk about all thing we entail inside this ferry also, but we not talk the time limit where this ferry also they take from Freetown also to Lunga or same way so from Lunga to Freetown.
The time where they take now 20 minutes, now they take for course go across. Then they take another 15 minutes on the coach for going to the airport. But one of the most important things I want to emphasize that Sovereign Ferry is very, very safe. Sovereign Ferry is reliable, is comfortable, and above all, is affordable. And are the best for now in the market.
Okay, well, make a bring to some of the text message them way people them out there where they listen we don't send inside the program this afternoon. This one say, why not using Sierra Leone money? Sierra Leone money for that ferry. Are we now in United States? This is a question where this text they send. This other one say, Miss, I thank you for educating program, for letting us know what is happening in the country. This other one say, Reverend, una need for put the money from dollar to Lyons because now Lyons salon they use. This other one say, Madam Presenter, na Lyons or dollar with the deal with na salon. This one come out from Paconte na Waterloo. This other one say, Radio D, una thank you for the good work and same way so make the man at the studio tell we why make na dollar them for use instead of Lyons. This last text message while go read for now say na good idea this because like this ferry are so day na the art of the city. Well, you go answer to then text message then the way they don't send for you.
Well, yes, then one day we don't travel the ferry, nothing at Lyons will they accept. We just say dollar no more than the equivalent of the dollars to the Lyons because we not say the dollar, they fluctuate. But we know the change we get for a long time now, that 260,000 a day for crossover and at Lyons will they accept.
Okay, Mr. Williams, waiting a final word to people that will listen here as we wrap up the program this afternoon.
Let me find a word I want to encourage everybody with the traveling public for track Sovereign Ferries and let them see for themselves. With the assurance I say, when they get value for money. When they wait for Sovereign Ferries, in a comfortable air-conditioned building, when they wait on either side. And the staff them are well-trained and then go back. So that next time, I will gladly for go take Sovereign Ferries.
Okay, plenty. Thank you to Reverend Raymond Bola Williams. We done there with me 1 hour inside the studio for push the program go before. So I can talk about the operation and same way. So one new ferry way then go launch just now. Well, now yeah, the program made the show for today, Monday, July 17, 2017. Go left you today. Plenty thank you to my colleague that we don't go out and bring to on a different material than we on a they expect. And same way, so me, a wonderful producer, Fatima Sise, and the rest of the production team. Me and Theodore Arena, we bring to you the program today. Plenty thank you to the man who engineer this program for me, Wena Parkinson, Otis Thomas, and same way, so the man who they behind the machine for make you able to see this program live, Wena Moses Cavora. So till we meet again, me and Theodore Arena, they say, blessed day.